Welcome to Fraser 365. We're so glad you're taking a moment out of your day to study God's Word. Over the next few days, we're doing a brief study on the fruit of the Spirit. We hope that as you listen, you'll get a sense of the Spirit's presence in your life today.
We've established that to receive the Holy Spirit, first we've got to believe in Jesus. The gospel is foundational to the production of spiritual fruit. In addition, if our relationship with God is weak and lifeless, we won't see much, if any, fruit. What we've got to do then is walk with the Spirit and keep in step with the Spirit, to use Paul's words from Galatians 5. Now, Paul didn't come up with this idea on his own. From the first book of the Bible, God has demonstrated his desire to walk with his people. After Adam and Eve sinned by eating forbidden fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, Genesis 3:8 reports that they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. But they hid from God, and he called out to ask, "Where are you?" Most of us know the rest of the story. Adam and Eve confessed and then faced the consequences: banishment from the Garden of Eden and from the unrestricted presence of God. No longer would they walk together in the cool of the day with their Creator. They and all of us would have been completely lost but for God. See, he knew we would fall, and he had crafted a plan for rescue and restoration before the foundation of the world. His plan? To send his only Son, Jesus Christ, to take the penalty for our sin through death on the cross, and then to raise Jesus from the dead. That way, sin and death would be defeated forever and our relationship with God fully restored. Through Christ, we have unrestricted access to God once more. The author of Hebrews puts it this way: "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." Hebrews 10:19-23. Now that our relationship with God has been restored, we can be who God created us to be and do what God created us to do. The order is important. We have to be before we can do. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Tomorrow, we'll dig into this more, but as we close out today, spend a few moments examining your relationship with the Lord. Are you giving him your anxieties? Are you giving thanks for the good gifts you've received? Why don't you take some time for a walk with him? Your Heavenly Father loves spending time with you.